Bibles, turn to Genesis chapter 5. The first time, and I've only seen this twice, and I'm sure Pastor Jordan also got it from, there's a man named Chuck Mishler. He does some unique stuff and good teaching from the scriptures. He tries to defend the Textus Receptus, but not the King James Bible, so he's not a King James person, but at the same time, He was a scientist who became a believer and now spends his time teaching the Bible. So anyhow, he pointed out this. He actually, I think in his book, entitles it Right Before Your Eyes. So I called this Genesis 5 Before Your Eyes. Now I did this one time in preaching, and by the way, when I finish, I don't want to pass it out ahead of time, otherwise you won't follow the study, it'll all be in front of you. We want to develop it. But anyhow, I have a study of this all printed out where what's on the board there, and we'll call on someone to pass it out after we teach a little bit here. Anyhow, all this is on a chart plus what we're going to teach today, and so you can have something to take home with you as a take-home paper. But what he does is he goes through Genesis 5, and Genesis 5 is known as the graveyard chapter. And that's the first thing I see, because everything talks about he died. Like in verse 5, it talks about Adam lived 930 years and he died. Then you get to verse 8, Seth, his son, and it ends with he died. Verse 11, it ends, he died. Verse 14, he died. Verse 17, he died. Verse 20, he died. It just shows the 10 generations coming from Adam to Noah. And of course, it's talking about their lifespan. We studied last time about how long they lived until they had the son that the Bible is pointing out to us, and how that leads to Noah. But anyhow, it tells how long they lived, and then how long they lived totally, and then of course, when they lived totally, then they died. We pointed all that out, looked at this chart last week. We did it, two things. I always like to point out that Methuselah, who lived the longest, 969 years, that he actually is like a bridge. He knew Adam for years, hundreds of years. And then he's able to pass down to his grandson Noah the things about creation, and then Noah carries it to the other side of the flood, so that we have, like, If the flood took place 1656, that's 1,656 years since creation, and that's not BC and all, that's just number of years since creation, you'd say, well, how would anybody really know Adam or the truth about Adam and Eve? Well, Noah got it secondhand. His grandpa told him, and his grandpa knew Adam. It's just amazing how that longevity is important. So we went through all that and showed how God stretched out Methuselah's life, because his name means when he dies, it shall come. And his dad, Enos, was a preacher who we looked in the book of James, was preaching about judgment upon the ungodly. And so Enoch walked with God, the Bible says, after he got Methuselah. And why did he walk with God after he got Methuselah? Well, because God revealed to him, name your son Methuselah, because when he dies, it shall come. His dad already knew judgment was going to come. Now they know when judgment's going to come, when Methuselah dies. And when you check it out, Methuselah died the very year the flood came. And God gave us all the numbers to be able to figure that out. That was last week's lesson. This week's lesson, a little different in the sense that sometimes people don't like to get into Hebrew meanings and words and all. But just like this, Methuselah, that is important to understanding what Enoch was preaching about and why he walked with God after he got Methuselah. And we studied how to figure out the name Methuselah last week. But you can do that with all the names that are here. For instance, in Genesis chapter 1, look at verse 26. You don't see it right away, but you'll see it in a moment. It says in verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and all every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man. Now, God creates man. We know that the man he's creating, he's going to be named Adam. Come over to chapter 5 now where I had you. It says, this is the book of the generations of Adam in the day that God created man. Now there's something related that Adam is related to that term man. And you can even see it here. Watch. In verse 2 it says, male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. Now I always looked at that and said, oh, that's why the woman takes the last name of the man. And it might be, because certainly she's identified with the man, but he called their name Adam. Adam and Eve are both Adam. Because Adam means man, and even a woman is part of mankind. And so you start understanding that the name Adam, just looking at that, means man. Now, what I did is to kind of just, instead of me just telling, because we're going to get to a place where I can't show you in the scripture the meaning of names. I'll show you a couple here and then we'll move on. But what I asked Joyce to do, I brought my laptop in. Is it up?
It's up, but when I click on the game, I'm not getting that little box that you were telling me about. Can I click on that?
Yeah, it's down here. What are you talking about?
That's all you need?
Are you on Adam?
Yes.
And then there's a green there.
Yeah,
move
okay.
Your mouse to that.
Well, I got my cursor there. But no, I don't get the... I hit there.
What happened? We had all this worked out.
Does it need internet access to get the information? Or is it all resident on the laptop?
No, it's on the laptop, but we changed from a pointer to it no longer as a pointer where we wanted it. Well, looks like this isn't going to work. We had it all set up, just tested it. One chance here. Give me a chance. Oh, that still works even though it's not a pointer.
Okay, it'll still, okay.
Anyhow, this, if it takes too long, we won't continue this. What I wanted, I asked Joyce to read us the definitions. Now, on my laptop, I have a Bible program that has the Bible. And if you click on a word on the Bible over on the other side, it's going to show you the Strong's Concordance number and the Hebrew or Greek word. And then underneath that, it's going to give you the Strong's definition. Now, Strong's not the best. it's not the best lexicon on Hebrew and Greek words. It's very elementary. It's very root. Don't ever think that you can just click on something and then think, okay, I know the meaning of the Greek or the Hebrew because of Strong's. It'll give you a clue, and sometimes it is helpful. But a lot of people all of a sudden become Greek and Hebrew scholars because they click on Strong's and they think they know a definition. That's, you're far from understanding language just by clicking on a word, because the context determines the definition of a word. And there's going to be some here that are going to be different than what we're talking about. But so on Adam, the name Adam means what?
Adam, the name of the first man, also a place in hell.
Oh, okay, but then click on the root meaning of the word.
Yeah. ruddy, human being, individual of species, mankind, man, person.
Right. So the name Adam actually means man, just in the basic root meaning of the name. And then he has the son. You go down to verse 4, it says, and all the days of Adam, verse 3, it says, and Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. But let me show you. If you back up to chapter 4, when Seth was first mentioned as born, it says in chapter 4, verse 25, it says, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth, for God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. So they named him Seth for a reason. It says there, for God hath appointed me another seed, he's going to be in the stead of Abel. So when you click on Seth, what's the definition?
We get apply, appoint, array, bring, consider, to lay up, let alone, make, mark.
Okay, in that list was appoint.
Yes.
So, and you can see that that is right there. Now you got a Bible definition for it to make sure that you understand what it is. And so he's born of Adam. If you look at chapter 4, verse 26, it says, "And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." Now that's interesting, because what do you come up with Enos? Mortal. That's interesting because it's when he's born, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Well, you know, call upon the name of the Lord or call on the name of the Lord. It's found both ways in Scripture. It's found 8 times. And if you quote a verse, well, most of you probably know Romans, 10:13? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, what? Shall be saved. You know what the word mortal means? Subject to death. Now, last week, when Lou Warren was leaving here, and we were pointing out, I made the point that Adam dies, and shortly after Adam dies, Enoch is translated into heaven. So you got a picture of someone who dies, and then someone who never sees death going into heaven. And then Lou Warren, when he walked out, he reminded me, if Adam and Eve had lived 930 years, had, you know, a couple hundred kids, whatever it is, that we only know about these people dying. He said there's probably people dying all that time, and certainly he's right. But the point on this is that when Enos is born, men began to call upon the name of the Lord because he's a reminder that men are mortal. Death is taking place. And men in their mortality need to be saved and have any hope of eternal life. And so you see that connected with people calling on the name of the Lord with his birth. Mortal, you're going to die. And then men begin to call upon the name of the Lord. So you have his birth there. Now he's actually recorded down in verse 9. And then it says, in verse 9 it says, "And Enos lived 90 years and begot Canaan." Now this is not Canaan like Cain or the Canaanites. This is a different Cain, and it's a tricky... I have both a lexicon, I have a Lang's commentary, which is these guys tear apart every word, Greek, Hebrew. It's really concentrated Bible study. It's a commentary that has several scholars that are old-time scholars. It's hard to read, and hardly do I use it, but once in a while I just want to see what drudge through it. And certainly I did that on this name. Everybody you look to, they have a different definition of what Cain means. And you'll get a different definition from Strong's here. What does Strong's have?
A nest, sometimes including the nestling's fig, a chamber or dwelling, rest, room.
Okay. Now, this is where I can't prove this. According to Chuck Mitchler, that actually comes down to the word sorrow. One, I don't know if it's true or not. He does study Hebrew. I looked at others. I got 3 other definitions. So I don't know if that's an actual definition or not. But when it talks about a nest, I looked up different because you can actually take that Hebrew word and find it at translated nest in the scriptures. Sometimes a nest is like a room that you dwell in, like Job talks about. But other times it's like an eagle who stirs up her nest. And maybe I'll show you one. No, I don't have time. But Obadiah talks about, "Though you set your nest in the stars, yet I will judge you, saith the Lord." And so a nest in both Jeremiah and Obadiah, it's like you're trying to get away from the Lord, but he's going to get you. And so maybe that's the idea where the sorrow comes from. I don't know. But that's the word there. The next one is down in verse 12, it says, "And Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel." And his name, now see, here's where I cannot go through scriptures anymore. Here's what the Strong says the name means. Go ahead, Joyce.
Fame, praise.
Oh, hit the root as well.
Of sound, usually of color, to shine, hence to make a show, to boast, commend, celebrate, glory.
Didn't you have, I thought in the first part of that was blessed of God or something like that? Am I?
Oh, in the first, yes, praise of God.
Okay. and then the next person is verse 15, and Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared. And Jared's name means?
Name of an antediluvian.
No, yeah, see, sometimes you got to go to the root to get the definition because it's not there. Everything is down, right?
Yes.
Shall come down. So it has to do with something coming down. The next one is really interesting. In verse 18 it says, and Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch. And Enoch. Well, we're losing time anyhow. While she's looking that up, look over in Genesis 4, verse 17. There's another Enoch. Now, this is on Cain's family, and Cain is the cursed of God. It says, and Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. He built a city, and that is Cain did, and called it called the name of it after the name of his son Enoch. Are you able to work on it?
From verse 18, Enoch, to initiate or discipline, dedicate, train up.
Okay. See, when you see this verse in chapter 4, you realize Cain began something. He initiated something. He built a city, called it after his son. And certainly it's his rebellion against God. Enoch is initiator. The idea of initiating, you could actually say the idea as well as teach. Because he's bringing something about, and then you're going to pass it on. And that's what it means over here as well. Here's you got Enoch. He's like a teacher. And we already talked about him as being the one that God used as a prophet to proclaim the judgment that's going to come. So the judgment prophesied initiated with Enoch, and he taught it. He prophesied. He preached. So we already studied Methuselah, so we can save some time here. But we said last time Methuselah, we translated it, when he dies it shall come. Here's another way of saying the same thing. You decide if it's not. His death shall bring. When he dies, it's going to come. So his death is going to bring something about. So you got just a different way of saying the same definition. And then you got his, when he dies, it says in verse 28, it says, and Lamech lived, verse 25, yeah. Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. The definition of Lamech, this is one that really, if you click on it in Strong's, you get zero help.
Yes.
Strong says, I have no idea what the name means. And it caused a lot of other people to do the same. In fact, the lexicon I have skips it doesn't even give the definition. It skips it. And I'm thinking, what? How strange is that? So you're left with just a little bit of a guess in the sense that one of the things you can see in here is that there is some despair. Come to chapter 4 because there's another Lamech that we can look at in Cain's line. It says, in verse 18, and unto Enoch was born Irad, and names all his sons. Notice the last one on the list is Lamech. Verse 19 says, and Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the first was Ada and the other was Zillah. And Ada bare Jabal, and the father of all that dwell in tents and so forth. And then his brother is Jubal. He does organ and pipes and harps and organ. And then verse 22, it says, and Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of artifacts. And verse 23 says, and Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, a young man to my hurt. If Cain be avenged seventyfold, Lamech shall be avenged sevenfold, and Lamech shall be avenged seventyfold. So you see him lamenting here. And that's what some have suggested, that the word Lamech, you can see the word lament. And so to lament is to despair. And then we come to Noah, and the Bible will tell you the definition of Noah, so we can move fast here since they already got one bell. Chapter 5, and it says, verse 30, and Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years and begot sons and daughters. No, I missed a verse here. Verse 28, and Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son and called his name Noah, saying, the same shall comfort us concerning our work and our toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. So there's a judgment of God, but then there is this, Noah's going to bring, some people actually define his, and you get that out of the Strong's, as rest, but also you can see the word comfort in Noah's name. Now, what's right before your eyes is this. If you put just a couple little expressions, just as man is appointed mortal sorrow, the blessed God shall come down and initiate or teach that his death shall bring the despairing rest and comfort. Wow. As man is appointed mortal sorrow, the blessed God shall come down to initiate, teach, that his death shall bring the despairing rest and comfort. Right before your eyes in those names we were talking about, it spells out salvation and the plan of salvation. Now, if you want this before you leave, oh, here. Jim, you want to take half? The second bell already rang. I think I gave... You want to pass them out for me?
Sure.
The class is really... We did it, Joyce. I had read that in a book, saw Pastor Jordan teach it as well, and then I played with the Strongs trying to check each one out, and as you see, the sorrow one I can't really check out, and the other one, Lamech, doesn't have any help at all, unless lament is actually the word for Lamech. But it is interesting. You can take it for what it's worth.
This is stuck together. That isn't it.
Jim's got the balance. If you didn't get one, raise your hand. Jim's coming up with the rest of them from the back. And if I didn't print enough, I'll print more next week.
Want me to power it off, Tom? Power it off?
No, just shut it.
Okay. Do you have the meaning like this in here?
It's look on the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, here's the meanings.
Yeah, but I mean,
and then there
like
it's written all out.
Thank you.
Everything I taught is on there.
I was reading that.
He's got one more. And you got one or two? If everybody gets one, then I can give you one Wednesday.
I was reading that like that.
Oh, you were already doing that?
Yeah. The blessed God. I was going down.
Shall come down.
I was trying to put that in and it didn't quite.
Yeah, you have to add a couple words in there to make it a sentence. Okay, class is dismissed.